AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. One day after nine people were shot and killed at a rail yard in San Jose, California, Valley Transportation Authority's Glenn Hendrick says today is a day for workers to mourn and to take in what happened.
If today or in the coming days, you need to stop, talk with a coworker, take some quiet time, do it. Whatever your emotions, the pain, sorrow, anger, love, questions, these are all normal.
The gunman and employee later killed himself. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's thinking about the families.
So many families suffering from gun violence in our country. It has to stop. And we will not stop until we get the legislation to protect the American people.
Urban League President Mark Morial says Louisiana State Police troopers involved in the violent arrest of a black driver who died in police custody 2 years ago should be immediately fired and charged with crimes.
After seeing that video, no reasonable person could come to any other conclusion other than a crime has been committed by Louisiana State Troopers.
The video was obtained by the AP. Ronald Green's family was initially told he died in a car crash. State police later issued a brief statement acknowledging there was a struggle with officers and Green died on the way to the hospital. Republicans are set to block a vote in an attempt in the Senate to create a commission to look into the January Capitol riot. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will not give up on this.
That was a dark day in our history, and he thinks we should not only take a moment to recognize that, but also prevent it from happening ever in the future.
Crews across the West are lighting control burns to prepare for the 2021 fire season. This is AP News. The government reports the economy grew at a robust annual rate of 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year. Jobless claims reached a new pandemic low.
Weekly claims for unemployment are down again. Thursday's report from the Labor Department shows applications for unemployment benefits dropped to 406,000. It's a sign the job market is improving as virus cases decline, business restrictions ease, and more Americans venture out for entertainment, shopping, travel, and dining. A record number of jobs are now being advertised, but many businesses complain they still can't find enough applicants. The unemployment rate remains 6.1%. Most Republican governors have decided to curtail unemployment aid, and 24 states, including Texas and Florida, have said they'll stop paying out the supplemental $300 a week federal jobless payment beginning in June. Jennifer King, Washington.
Economists believe GDP growth could reach 10% in the current April to June quarter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.